guys, welcome to another episode of Res Hockey. My name is Trevor. I am your host, and this week we have a special guest host with us. He is from Moosonee, Ontario / Moose Cree First Nation. He is one of the defensemen for the Moose Cree Scrappers. He's been on the show a number of times as a guest and a host. So I'd like to welcome back Mr. Caden Butterfly. Welcome back to the show.
Right on, man. Thanks for having me. Got some big shoes to fill here, but I'll try my best.
Look like you're starting to grow out your mustache and goatee just Bush. So
yeah,
you got the
This has only been a day or so since I got the heads up. So
I thought you were gonna say like 2 weeks. You've been trying to grow it out.
No, this is probably like a month, to be honest. So just trying to make myself sound good there.
Moose Cree Scrappers. What do you guys are called? Are you guys Moose Factory Scrappers or Moose Cree Scrappers?
Moose Cree, because we'd be Moose Factory for these Quebec tourneys, but we've gotten protested before, saying that like for me, for example, I got protested because I live in Moosonee, so they're saying he's not from Moose Factory. So in order to get around that, we just say Moose Cree, so that kind of gets rid of that headache. But it's pretty much Moose Factory, yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, I never heard of that one before.
Yeah, lots of protests going on over there. But I mean, last time we talked about like the baby mama rule and all that. So there's some fishy stuff going on in Quebec that they'll protest us right away.
You guys, aka the Scrappers, just returned from a tournament in Wiswanee, Quebec. How did the Scrappers do?
Finalists. We lost in the finals to, I think it's Ushat or Malio or something. It's an Innu French team from out east somewhere, but they're going to Fred. So that I'm pretty sure that was like their Fred team that they are kind of running reps with, and we had 11 bodies. it was a bagger, that's for sure. It's nice to get into the money though. I mean, when I first started playing these tournaments, we were playing for like 10 grand, so 15,000 finalists is pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. So how do you guys, a lot of teams distribute like some of it amongst the players and keep the other half for other tournaments, like knowing that Moose Factory isn't going to be playing in like the Freddy this year, like what do you guys do? Do you guys just distribute the whole 15 G's?
Yeah, that's what we did this time, and I think it's the last tourney of the year too, so usually we'll take like three just to cover the registration for the next weekend. But I mean, guys wanted their money for the summer. Get a couple softball bats with that extra 250 or whatever it is each.
Softball, talking about softball, is it softball or fat? Do you guys have fast pitch up there in Moose?
Yeah, we got fast pitch now. Yeah, it's coming back. It's only come back last summer, which is nice because I mean, co-ed softball can get a little boring sometimes. So it's nice to get some competitive ball up here.
Who are like the best pitchers in fast pitch?
You know, Hector Alsapi.
Yeah.
Throws gas. And then we got a couple of younger guys that are coming up too. And I mean, Jeff Moore is a legend in the fast pitch. I mean, I literally saw we went to Wiskagnish 2 summers ago, and like a 30-year-old man ran up to Jeff and was like, "You're my idol growing up." And I was like, did these guys not have TVs growing up? Like, what is Jeff Moore your idol?
But that Jeff's guy was head must have went weekend. Just big, eh?
He was getting sweaters and hats just thrown at him from every team because I guess he was like an import. He was an import in the summer, so he was just flying around, just playing weekends.
When I lived up there, like during the summers as a teenager, we had like Dave Chichu and like the old guys pitching at us, and it was just, I was just a teenager, and like my cousin Darwin would put teams in for tournaments, and I was like, I don't want to play, man. But he would put me and Johnny Chichu up when we were just young, and we had to learn the hard way playing against those guys, like the old vets.
So yeah, I mean, those guys had a pretty good ball team. I think they used to like win all Ontarios and stuff. I think even Mervin was a pretty good pitcher back then too. And I think, I mean, my dad talked about like some battles that they used to have with like the Zach guy from Garden River.
Yeah,
who's I think it's Darren. Darren
Darren
Zach.
Zach, the guy's like a legend in Canadian basketball.
But I don't know. It's really nice to have that coming back, that's for sure.
My dad used to talk about the rivalry that Moose Factory used to have for fastball, and hopefully it, I don't know, it'd be good to see it come back because it did really die out like in the late 90s, I guess, right?
Yeah,
Were
we
you
didn't
even
have baseball
born?
at all growing up. So mid
No.
90s I was born, so nothing going on there. So I mean, my dad said that like that was like his favorite sport too. So to see that die out was kind of rough. But I mean, pitching like that is tough. I don't know how you can even like
That's
teach
yeah.
yourself how to do that and the different pitches too. So it's big in Quebec, so we go to
Yeah.
Wiskaganish for tournaments, and it's nice to see like even the guys that are playing hockey, they're like guys on the Wiskaganish Wings. There's a pitcher on that team. His name's Brandon Wadden. It's a Glenn Wadden son,
Oh
and
yeah.
he throws junk. Yeah, he's a good pitcher.
Yeah, fastballs like big from like Manitoba, Saskatchewan. Like those teams when they go to like the National Aboriginal Championships, like they're like a
Yeah.
major league team. They're all decked
Jeez.
out head to toe, same cleats, and they look really pro and they're really good.
No,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I didn't know how much I loved baseball until I think I must have been like 23. It was after I was done playing at Laurentian, and I hit my first home run in like a co-ed softball game, like just right over this chick's head. And I was like, that was better than any goal like I've ever scored.
Yeah,
And like, it's just like you go your whole life and you realize you just picked the wrong sport, I guess. But just wasn't available.
I always get a kick out of your cousin Tracy when she always posts hundreds of pictures after a tournament. So I just sit on Facebook, it's like, who's that guy? Who's that? Just look at all her pictures. She just goes crazy with the camera during those tournaments.
She's going off now in the winters too, so it's nice to get some pictures of the hockey pictures, a couple profile pictures lined up there.
Because when you go to some tournaments, they have like professional photographers, and you got to pay big bucks
Oh
for
yeah.
this. Like little NHL, did you get pictures of your son when he was playing?
That was a
Those were
dent.
expensive, like a hundred
Yeah.
dollars for a picture in a frame.
Yeah.
Where you can go to
Crazy.
Walmart and get that same frame for $8.
For real.
So they just totally ripped off First Nations people. Did you ever
For
get your
sure.
bill for 407 then?
Yeah, $180 to watch half ice hockey. And I got 2 more years of that too. So,
That hurts.
yeah. Yeah.
For those who don't know what we're talking about right now, there's a highway in Ontario outside Toronto. You have to pay a toll to go on that highway, and when you enter or exit the toll highway, they take a picture of your license plate, so you're screwed no matter what. And I went on it maybe three times, and I traveled like 80 kilometers, and I got a bill like over $100.
Yeah, it's rough.
And
I have an
there's
app that tells me how much each one or each ride will be too, and it was like $20 each way.
that
So
hurts.
I stayed in Vaughan, so that's like a
Yeah, that's where
20,
we stayed
30 minute.
too.
Yeah, that's probably how we have similar bills.
And that there's a highway, I think it's called Highway 7, that all over like cuts into Vaughan and all those other small towns, but it's so busy. Like a lot, I
Yeah.
guess a lot of locals take that highway instead of the toll booth highway. But there's some people like Waylon, him and his girlfriend, like over $400.
No way.
That
That's
hurts.
crazy. That hurts a lot, yeah.
I think next year the Little NHL has to do something. Like if they're going to sponsor, be a sponsor for this tournament, that 407 toll has to give us a break. And
Yeah, no kidding.
because just
I don't know how you're
imagine,
gonna do that. Maybe hand it. I mean, they have transponders, eh, for that highway. But I mean, I don't know how you can hand those out without them only lasting X amount of time, or I don't know. Tough one.
because there's what, over 225 teams, so and a lot of those parents, there's gonna be thousands of people from that tournament going on that highway.
Yeah.
So it's
Just move it
good
back to
for them.
Sudbury.
They're making cash all week. They're
It's
making
free everywhere
bank.
in Sudbury, so we can head back there. I don't know how they host it in that city. It's honestly kind of a bit of a head scratcher.
Sudbury, yeah. I remember when I was young, we would go to like Espanola.
No way. Just the
So
one rink.
yeah. So
That's crazy.
That's a long time ago. I think I can't remember where the first little NHL was. Was it Little Current or was it North Bay? I can't remember
Jeez.
what my grandpa said.
Think my dad, or no, I don't know if he played in the first one. Does that make sense?
No,
If
because
he,
Mervin
oh,
was
it'd
a
been
part of the
Mervin, and then,
Pee-wee team, so Mervin's what,
jeez,
60?
Mervin's like 100.
He's like 65 at least, so I don't know. I can't remember what it was. It's somewhere small, anyways. Little
Little current,
Current.
eh?
Yeah, so our guest for this week for episode 112, he is from, I always get this his reserve wrong, Soutina First Nation, which is just outside Calgary, Alberta. He is the co-owner of Dodging Horse Development, and he's the hockey director for the minor hockey there in Soutina. Our guest for this week is Mr. Kyle Dodging Horse. I had a good interview with him. Smart man. He really loves working with youth, and it was good talks. Kyle is actually related to former guest Brent Dodging Horse and best friends with Wacy Rabbit Toe Dragon. Yeah, Wacy gave me a stick last year when I went. He took me around to Saskatoon Blaze, like their dressing room, and showed me all around. And he goes, "Here, Trevor, I got something for you." He gives me a stick, a CCM twig, and it says Toe Dragon on it.
No way.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I follow him on Instagram, and I've seen him po like hashtag that or post about it, but it's funny that it's actually on his twig. It's fitting, I guess.
Every time we I post about him on social media like Instagram, I always hashtag Toe Dragon.
I mean, that's an unreal nickname, to be honest.
He's I think it was, what kind of stick he gave me, a CCM Ribcor like 8 or something. I'm a righty, so I don't even use his left stick. It just sits there.
No way. Does he use a
Yeah.
P28?
I don't even know.
I
It's
always wonder if the I guess older generation jump on the P28 train once the leak. My dad just got on it, and he was a heel
Did
curve guy. Yeah. And he's like, man, I love this thing. But it's funny to see you guys move on over to that. It's kind of taken over the game right now, it seems.
It was a 75 flex, and I was texting Wacy on Sunday, and he said he's going to give me the newer version of his stick, and he moved up to 85 flex. So congrats, Wacy. I know you're listening, and congrats on moving up on your flex.
That's funny. I'm going backwards. I'm down to like an 82 now,
Are
82
you?
Bowers. Yeah. I was at a 95 and then 85 and 82, and I'm kind of thinking about the 77 Bowers now.
Like in my late 20s and early 30s, I used to use 110 flex. I don't know
Yeah, that's
why,
crazy.
but it's just, I felt so comfortable with that. I guess it's just like playing with a wooden stick like your whole life, right? You don't usually have that flex and wooden stick, so they're so. But now I'm down to like
110. That's
100.
crazy.
I'm down to 102, so.
102. Eight. What that 8 flex makes a difference there.
It does. But yeah, I don't know how I got into, I think I just bought them because they were on sale, and I just totally got used to it, and I really liked it. And
Easy.
now sticks don't even go up to 100 now. If you
No, yeah, I
want
saw that. It's like 95.
to buy a retail stick, they don't make them past 90. So, but yeah, the 110s used to be good. I just want to give a quick shout out. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Ryan Tyre. He when I was in Vegas, he was my Mr. Bob McKenzie, I was calling him. He was just messaging me, letting me know who was getting drafted to where during the Ontario Hockey League draft. So he was a man on a mission that day. So that's why I made that meme when he visits. I just cut off Bob McKenzie's head and I put Ryan's head on there.
No, Ryan's a beauty. His daughter was on my son's U7 team for the little NHL, and I think he was kind of the main person that got a gift together, and they got us like a nice frame for my son with like a picture of his grandpa and that on there. So
Oh, nice.
yeah, I'll shout out Ryan too. I mean, he's a good dude.
Yeah, I've known him for a long. He was a really good defenseman.
I've
I
heard
remember
good things, yeah.
when he used to play for Kirkland Lake, and he was just finishing his 16. He was just 16 playing at Kirkland Lake, and junior. There was a junior team that my dad coached in Thunder Bay, and they were trying really hard to sign him.
Really,
And
eh?
I don't think he signed with that Thunder Bay team, but yeah, he was pretty good D back in the day. So
Right on.
hopefully, I'm not sure if he still skates. He must be playing old timers in Sudbury.
Yeah, there's a couple different leagues there in Sudbury you could probably jump in for sure.
NHL playoffs started this week. What are you any surprises that come to mind of any teams so far?
I'm a bit bitter about the Caps right now. Like, I'm a Penguins fan, so that whole fiasco at the end of the year just has me a little sideways. But not surprised about the Leafs.
Last night.
I mean, last night, yeah. I don't, my surprise is with William Nylander. I have no idea what's going on there. He played 82 games.
And he almost got 100 points, but the first two, I don't know, is he scared? Does he have the Boston Bruin flu?
Don't know. Nerves, I guess. Hopefully he's there for the home opener.
They need him. Yeah, the Leafs struggled last night, and I don't know. I think I gotta ask my doctor or nurse practitioner that I see if I could get blood pressure pills, because last night was just emotional. I was like, and I could feel it too.
Jeez.
Like, oh man, I gotta sit down and relax. And
Do you have a watch? You should keep a watch
I
on.
do. I have an Apple Watch, but I don't know if it's, maybe I should connect it and see
Yeah.
my blood pressure. And
Just watch what your heart rate's at throughout the game and stuff.
I was just swearing. I swear a lot during the Leafs game. I should have like a swear jar, or have one of my kids next keep score and how many swear I say during a game, because it is emotional. Like, especially being a Leafs fan. Like, I've never seen the Leafs go to a Stanley Cup final in my life, and I'm in my 40s. And my dad still talks about it. Like, I remember as a kid when the Leafs last won the cup, it was like 67.
Easy, black and white.
Yeah, black and white. Like, did Mussolini even have channels back then?
That's funny. Actually, when I was at Laurentian, I got the chance to like be in a movie. Actually, it was called Goalie, and it's the Terry Sawchuk story. And the one scene that I did was when George Armstrong scored the empty netter,
Yeah.
and I had to do that with a wooden stick and like these leather skates on. And I had to shoot like from center ice. And the first shot I took went right into the corner. And the director went on to like make fun. It's like still rolling. So I had to like go and get my dump in, come back and like start over. And thankfully I got it on the second one. But in the movie, it's like the scene that I shot is on like this little box TV. It's so funny. It's hilarious. But yeah, it's been a while. The Leafs are due.
I hope so. I hate posting about being a Leafs fan during playoff time, or posting about their games, because I know I'll just get ripped a new one and just totally get trolled. So I just keep quiet during the playoffs. Like last night, I wanted to post their big W, but I know I'll just get trolled and just get bugged. So I choose not to get bugged and just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, at least you know. I mean, there's some Leaf fans that are too loud on Facebook, I would say. They don't know when to shut it off.
No kidding. Remember back in the day, like in Mussolini Moose Factory, a lot of people used to paint their favorite teams on the shacks and sheds in the backyards. You
Yeah.
remember that?
I do. I know it. There's even this one street, like Hutchison Street in Moosonee. They all like the same type of houses. People are like throwing like wooden logos of their squads onto those where like the native art used to be. Yeah, it's like hockey logos now. It's like a thing going down that street. It's hilarious.
What about Birdie Boy? Does he paint the Canadians
Yeah,
logoing?
he's got one. Yeah. He's the
Yeah,
most interesting man in Moosonee, as he calls himself. So I think he might have been the one to start that trend, maybe.
you ever see Birdie Boy play like back in his prime, back in the
I
day?
haven't, no. That's one
Man,
thing I wish.
he was good. He was like a swift, strong skater. and guys would try to take him out and hit him and just bounce off him.
I mean,
He
like
was
even him
scary.
and like Waylon and Derek Etherington, it sounds
Oh
like those
yeah.
guys had a wagon of a team. So if I could time travel, I think I'd go back and just see those guys snap it around.
And like I was just a young teenager when like when I would go play with them and see watch them play, because they would play with Ivan. I'd go to tourneys with them, and just the shit they would do. It's like, oh my God. If I could write a book there, I'd probably write a good
Really?
chapter about them and just all the shenanigans off the
Oh, the
ice too.
office. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it sounded like they were just awful to each other, to be honest.
But yeah,
Yeah.
like Waylon, Derek, they were good. Like Johnny Boy was
Johnny,
freaking
yeah.
unreal watching him play.
Yeah. I heard he got letters from like Harvard and just didn't know what those letters were. He just
Yeah, like
he didn't know what NCAA was.
I still remember as a kid when he went to go play junior in Chatham. They were called the Chatham Micmacs back in the day, and he used to own the record for most points in the game when he played with the majors in that
Yeah, I think he had
great
11
green. Yeah, 11 or 12.
in a
Holy
game is
jeez.
nuts. Yeah,
And
he's a different breed, that guy. I mean, you can still see shades of that too when they're at the age that they're at. I mean, you can't lose that. You can't lose IQ, I think. So,
Oh no. But
yeah.
yeah, there was a really like back like yeah, there was a really good time back in Moosonee when they had a lot of good players, and Birdie Boy was one of them. And I remember when he used to come home, like I think he was playing Midget AAA in North Bay, and he'd come back home to Moosonee in the summer, and just the way he would walk down the street, just strutting like as if his ego was so big.
He still has that strut. He's just I don't know why he's strutting these days, but he's still got that strut.
He still has that strut.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, just imagine if they had social media back in
Oh
their day.
man. That would be a brutal. I mean, you must have Birdie Boy on Facebook,
Yeah.
eh? He's hilarious. And I think he's on TikTok now, which is just dangerous. He's probably gonna
It's
have some funny TikToks.
his wife Amanda has TikTok, and it's just funny how she just throws him under the bus all the time.
Yeah, they're hilarious, those two.
But yeah. Just totally off. I
This is
can't
turning into a
concentrate.
Moosonee podcast, a double M podcast.
Podcast. Yeah. So I made picks for on my on our Res Hockey podcast. Who do you with the playoffs happening now, who are you going to be your first round picks on who's going to win and move on to the second round?
I could tell you the bracket that I did here.
We'll
I
just
actually have it
say
in front of me.
okay, say let's just say you're the first rounds, and we'll later on in the
Yeah.
couple of weeks we'll or next week we'll say the second round. Okay, starting the Western Conference.
Yeah, I got Dallas beating Vegas. I know that's a
Ouch.
little sketchy. A little sketchy that one, but how about Mark Stone coming back and scoring the first one too, eh?
I don't
He would
know.
get
Like,
the
I don't
first
like that
goal.
rule. It's kind of good for Vegas for like finding a loophole, right?
Yeah, I'm
And I'm
just betting
surprised.
on the hockey gods in that series, so I'm going Dallas. Winnipeg, I think, is going to get it done. I don't know about that goaltending battle that's supposed to happen in this series. I think it's like
Halibut's too
13
good.
goals. I had Vancouver, but Demko's hurt now, so I'm kind of little bit suspect on that
I
one.
picked
And then
Nashville on that one.
did you? Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, that's good. That's a good pick now. No
Yeah.
Demko. And then I got Edmonton. Shout out to Bush. I
I
think
got
they're
the
just
Kings on that one. I just like the way that their grittiness on the Kings. I thought they were going to come back last night. They were 2 goals
they're deep,
down.
eh? Kings are deep, that's for sure. But I don't know. I think Edmonton's just gonna. I mean, I think Connor McDavid's gonna take over. I think he's due. He should win a cup now. He's on like what, year six, year
10?
seven?
No,
He's
he's like
on.
nine or
No way.
10 now. Yeah.
No way. That's
Yeah.
crazy. He's
He's
due
like
then.
28, 29.
Jeez, I guess he's been in the league since he's like a little puppy, eh?
pretty much. We pretty much got the same. Well, no, I pick LA, Nashville, Colorado, I think, and Vegas. So
So we got the opposite.
you got the opposite of everything.
Yeah. So one of us is gonna be really right or really wrong there.
Yeah. What
And
about the
then
Eastern Conference?
the East, I got Florida.
I
I
think I
got
did too.
Toronto.
Good,
So
good choice, good choice.
that was the tough one. And then I got the Rangers and Carolina.
Yeah, I picked Carolina too. I think I picked the Rangers. But that
Yeah.
Toronto series is gonna go seven. Have you talked to
Yeah, it's gonna be
your Uncle
deep.
Paul yet about the
No,
series?
we're in a family group chat though, and I know he's rooting for them right now. And then Uncle David's a big Leafs fan too. So this morning I woke up to just an Austin Matthews selling picture in our family group chat thing. So
Nice.
no response from Paul. But
No, that's
I
weak.
mean, the Islanders Carolina series I think is going four. Like if
Yeah.
you're having problems sleeping, just throw on a New York Islanders game and you'll get put right to sleep. That's just the most boring hockey you could watch right there.
Yeah, I didn't bother. Yeah, I didn't bother watching that. I'm not really an Islanders fan to begin with, so.
Just a textbook blowing of a was it 3-0 lead? They're up.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Carolina is too good. Yeah, they'll win that one for sure. Speaking of, you mentioned Mark Stone. What do you think of like what Vegas does? Like they put these guys on long-term injured reserve, and once the playoffs are happening, they're healed. They're ready to
Yeah.
go for game one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you got to head down to Vegas if you got any sort of health problems wrong with you. They got some special doctors down there. But I mean, I don't know how many more years this has to happen before like Gary's got to change something, put a new rule in or something.
Yeah, because I mean, if they were going to play the salary cap in the playoffs, they'd be like 20 million over the cap at least.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know. I mean, even res hockey tournaments have the one round robin rule. I think the NHL's got to figure out a rule here for playoffs.
no, yeah, that's he gets spleen surgery during the regular season and he can't play because he's almost dying, but come playoffs, some totally heal. Must be something
Yeah.
in the water in Vegas.
Yeah.
Did
Yeah.
you
Something over there.
ever go to Vegas?
No, man, I haven't. And
Unreal.
it's probably good that I don't there. I'd probably get lost.
It's crazy. I was in Vegas a week and a half ago, and just say you gotta drink a lot of water, a lot of fluids, and wear comfy shoes, man, because you walk a lot.
Yeah, how's the food? I bet the
It
food's unreal over
the
there.
food it was really good, but we didn't go eat at fancy restaurants because, I mean, it takes a long time to sit in a restaurant and eat all fancy, and it's expensive. So we
No,
just
I bet,
ate like a lot of fast food restaurants that aren't available in Canada.
Oh,
So
okay.
like In-N-Out Burger, if you're ever in like the Southwest states, you'll have to hit that. It was so good.
Yeah, I have heard some things about In-N-Out, that's for sure.
But the Saturday afternoon, we was like, hey, we'll walk from our hotel, which is Planet Hollywood, and we walked to that Pawn Stars, you know, that Pawn Stars
Oh, yeah.
show, that pawn shop. It was 4 miles.
My God,
Oh man,
that's crazy.
by mile number two I was like, let's just catch a bus. I was just beat.
A different kind of heat over
It
there, eh?
is, it's a dry heat. There's no like lakes or anything around, so there's no breeze from the
Right.
water, so it's just hot. Like we
No
were
shade
sitting
either,
by,
eh?
no shade, no, just from the hotel. Like we'd go to the hotel pool at 11 o'clock in the morning and it was already plus 25. Like,
Jeez.
so it
Yeah,
was
that's rough. I'm not a heat guy. I
the
think if
same
I'm going on
here.
like a vacation or something, I'll go to the mountains or something. I just fell in love with mountains at Yukon. I just want to go see more mountains now. That's what I'm about.
And like for us to sit by the pool, if you want a chair, one of those lawn chairs or whatever, you have to book it in advance and you got to pay in advance. And it was $50 a day.
No
for a ch
way.
one chair. So
That's
Paul and I
crazy.
were paying $100 American for two chairs, and we went
Wow.
and we sat poolside 2 days. It's like, oh my God.
That's nuts. I've done like an all-inclusive trip, and you almost feel guilty by the end of your 7 days with those kinds of trips. So I can't imagine paying. I mean, like I was on one of those chairs all day over there, so I can't imagine it costing me money to do that.
So the
That's
pool
crazy.
is open from like 9 to 5. So we got there around 11 o'clock, and I made sure we sat there like all day just to get our money's worth. And I ended up burning my shoulders and my arms. So
Wow, eh?
good time. I totally recommend Vegas. I mean, we went to a Vegas Knights game, and it was a totally different atmosphere. It's not like your Toronto Maple Leaf game at all.
Really, yeah. It's like Cirque
Yeah,
du Soleil with some hockey going on.
like at the beginning of this. Of the show, well, of the game, they'd have this guy dressed up in knight's armor skating around, trying to, and he's fighting a guy wearing a Minnesota Wild jersey, and it was pretty,
Way. That sounds pretty cool.
yeah. And they have like a DJ playing, and they have that movie Drumline with the drums and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a group, a drum group like that, and
Nick Cannon was there?
yeah. And
I was Kaprizov.
oh,
I
he's
want to go to Minnesota again.
unreal. He makes
He's like
things
my
look
keeper in
so
my fantasy league, so like I'd love the guy.
he makes it look so easy. He'll do
Yeah.
like a cross ice sauce, backhand sauce right on the guy's tape. And
Not say his edges are crazy.
oh,
He does some
it's
crazy thing with the skates too. I think
he
he
cuts off
cuts
his
the
tongue.
It's either the tongue or the tendon guard or something. It looks weird.
Then
I
with
don't
his
know.
cuff too, he cuts it like right down. Like
Yeah.
if he ever gets a two-hander, I mean, back in the
Yeah.
day, he would have broke his arms or broke his wrist. But
Yeah.
unreal. And we were able to meet Zach Whitecloud and
Right.
Jack Eichel. Jack Eichel is so good live.
Yeah, I
For a
bet.
big guy like that, he could just sauce the puck.
Yeah, I watched him play in Buffalo a couple, well, I've been a few years ago now, but he was just a young guy in the league and he was just like controlling the whole game.
I mean, just this, like, I love going to the pregame warm-ups all the time. Like, you feel like a little kid just watching these pros warm up, and just the passes that they give to each other. Like, holy shit, the guy's
Yeah.
5 feet from you, and you sauce it like a really nice sauce. Like, how can you
Yeah.
do that?
Yeah, I mean like when I get the whole thing into like I'm like sorry to my wife 'cause I take her like I'm taking her early and we're staying late too, but what I notice is like the third and fourth liners are actually like so good. Like they like surprise the heck out of me when they're like I remember going to watch the Penguins back in the day and Tyler Kennedy was so good and I was just so impressed by them and he was like a third liner for the Penguins at the time and it's just funny when you watch guys in real life like certain guys kind of stick out it's pretty crazy.
It was like that in December. I was in Toronto, and I went to go watch the Leafs and Nashville play. And during the pregame skate, Ryan Reeves had the puck a lot of the time. You know how they pass it to like forwards, and they'll shoot the puck at the goalie. Then he'll get the rebound and pass it the puck again. Like he was doing like nice saucers, and like how come he can't do that during a game, man? Like.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't make sense, but he had a rough start to the game one, eh? Was it game?
Game one. Yeah. Oh
Jeez.
man.
Felt bad for
Everyone
the
in
guy.
Toronto loves him for trying to be the enforcer, but it's just, I don't know. Like, should enforcers play even playoff hockey? Because you're not really using them, right? Like,
I
it's
don't
a
know. Look at
totally,
Rempe.
yeah, true. He
He scored
scores
the first
game.
one. Yeah.
But
I don't know. That's a tough question. But
it
I don't know.
really
I think the
could.
Leafs got a couple different guys they could definitely use instead of him there.
I'm sure, yeah. But let's head to our interview with Mr. Kyle Dodging Horse up Sutana. Let's go. Hey guys, for episode 112, Res Hockey would like to introduce you to our guest this week. He is from Sutana Nation, west of Calgary, Alberta. Res Hockey would like to introduce you, Mr. Kyle Dodgenhorst, to the show. Welcome to the show, man.
Hi there, how you guys doing tonight? Thanks for having me. Yes, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. So thanks for having me. I've kind of listened to you guys from the beginning and really enjoy what you guys are putting out there.
Yeah,
Thanks for having me on.
thanks, baby. We appreciate you. You came highly recommended from former guest of the show, Mr. Wacy Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, aka Toe Dragon. If he talks good about you, you know it's golden. So we're happy to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, he's my best friend. I'm not even in his top 10. That's what he would probably say. Yeah, knowing him. Yeah,
Mr. Toe Dragon.
I've had a long relationship with him since we were teenagers. So,
How was he as a teenager growing up?
well, I'll tell you about the first time I met him. So, I'm about 3 years older than him. So, we're playing in Native Provincials. He was on my late brother's team. They're in Pee Wee, I think, and I was in Midget at the time, what they were calling it. In the hotel, I was walking out of the hotel, I mean, out of the elevators, holding a hot chocolate. And this little kid with frosted tips comes flying in, bumps into me, splashes hot chocolate all over me. And I look in, and I just, his obnoxious laugh he has, just laughed at me, got in the hotel, and I mean, up in the elevator, and went up. And I was like, what the? I didn't know who he was. And then later went to my brother's game, and then I seen them walking in with this hockey bag, and then kind of figured out, okay, that's Wacy, he's playing with my brother. And then just kind of became friends after that. He grew up really close to Sutina, and we were always around the rink together, kind of got to know each other. And then as we're older, kind of, we're the model citizens, I guess. We're in the same Bible groups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, not Bible groups, but we're good guys. Yeah, good kids, kept each other out of trouble.
For those who don't know who you are, give a little quick bio, like who's Kyle Dodgenhorst?
I'm from the Sutina Nation, born and raised here. It's my role here. I'm the hockey program director. Kind of about 5, 6 years ago, I was kind of there's a job opportunity open where there was they're looking for somebody to kind of run a hockey program. So I applied for it. I worked in oil and gas before this for 13 years, and I thought this would be kind of a neat opportunity to start something from scratch. So we had this brand new facility open up, so I kind of jumped at the opportunity and applied for it, and I ended up getting it. So I've been doing it for the last 5 years, and then like with that, I run a lot of hockey programs for our nation's youth, and then I have some youth from the surrounding nation, our First Nations as well, come in, join as well. And with that, we don't have our own hockey association, so we have our kids playing in Calgary. So with that, I'm kind of like a Indigenous liaison for our nation's youth and the hockey associations that they go to, because we send 200 kids from the nation.
Wow.
Of a population of our whole nation's population is about 2,500 people.
Okay.
We have 200 kids that play hockey, so we send them there and then kind of help them through the registration process and kind of do anything that's related to hockey, help them out with, whether it's trying to help them get equipment, or we, cover partial registration fees, just kind of do everything hockey for our kids.
Yeah, with the with the ice there, how do you work it? Is it like a free, like can kids come in at, like before and after school and just come for a quick skate, or is it just everything like in Wall Road, Minnesota, they have one rink where kids can come in and out and skate whenever they want and it's for free? Do you guys have a similar program like that?
So we have ice kind of from, well, I have ice one ice slot a day, 7 days a week for our kids. So
Yeah.
I have an after school program where the kids can come pop in, get extra development throughout the week. And then so we'll kind of run that Monday to Friday, and then we have a beginners program that runs through the winter on Saturdays. And then we have another ice slot that we just kind of use either for shinny, for drop and shinny, or else family skates, people that
Yeah.
just want to come out with their kids. And we
Do you?
also, and in the wintertime, we also have a covered outdoor rink,
Oh, yeah.
and a kind of half and half the time is half the time is booked out to the city, and then other half the time it's saved for a nation's youth. So they can book a time slot for an hour, and then you can kind of invite all their buddies, and then, you know, can, yeah, just get out there and have all the fun they want at the rink.
Do you guys have a men's league out there?
So we got a couple teams that play in the leagues in Calgary. We don't have our own like league in on the nation, but we do have, they have ice slots here on the, at the rink.
What about res tourneys? Res tourneys are real big, like in Western Canada. Do you guys put on a res tourney?
So we only have one right now. It's the Stan Big Plume Memorial Tournament. He was our former rec director and councilman, and he passed away a few years ago. So his family puts on a basketball, volleyball, and a hockey tournament. At the last 2 years, it's been pretty big. We've had, like, you know, the Round Lake Bears have been come. They won it this year, I think, both the senior and the old timer. So it's getting big, and there's running for two more years. So I think every year it's getting bigger. So I'm excited to see it next year.
So the facility that you work out and work for, it's called the Seven Chiefs Sportsplex. What other what other programs, and like what else is in your Sportsplex?
So in the Sportsplex, we got a half pitch, call it half pitch field house. So it's like a whatever half pitch soccer field. That's the size of it, what they call it. Inside there, there's seating for 5,000 people when they like extend all the seats out.
Yeah.
And then can divide into four different basketball courts or eight volleyball courts. You know, there's pickleball there, you know, all sorts of stuff. You know, every weekend there's a volleyball or basketball tournament. In that same field house on the above it, there's a running track. So, you know, people can go up there, use that. And then we also have a fitness center here, and a yoga studio, dance studio, and then the two indoor rinks and the one covered rink.
Oh, wow.
Outdoor rink, yeah. And that outdoor rink is, we actually, so our old facility, they kept the refrigeration system from that, and then they tied it into this outdoor rink. So from basically middle of November to, depending on the spring, maybe to March, you have really good outdoor ice, and they go out there and flood it for the kids and stuff.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
For like the fees and stuff like that, is it free for community members?
Well, they have a nation rate, so it's it's a little bit cheaper than what somebody from the city would pay.
So do you see like a lot of youth, like junior players and like high-end elite young players coming to your facility? They come work out because there's a gym, there's a weight room, and there's a hockey rink. Like, they could do everything in one day compared to going to different areas, like if they were in Calgary?
Yeah, so last spring, summer, we had our own kind of our program for the kids. Like, the kids would come in the mornings, afternoons, they would work out. In the afternoons, they kind of hop on the ice with me and then get some ice time. And so like you said, it's kind of like a one-stop shop. And then, you know, there's also other programs that, you know, they'll run camps for the weekend or something. So they'll use the gym, and then they'll use the ice as well. So, and then also the field house and whatnot for, you know, any other testing and whatnot.
Do you guys keep like both ice in like all year round, like during the summer too?
Yeah, it's all year. Yeah. So we run like our program, you know, we kind of transition from the after school program to a summer day program. So I'll be on the ice like twice a day, 5 days a week with them. And then have different age groups every day coming in and getting some extra ice.
Dodging Horse Development. What can you tell us about your hockey school, your hockey program that you run?
Okay, so I do that outside of my regular everyday job. We started about 8 years ago. At the time, we didn't have this facility, and we're just kind of looking for what we wanted to do, my wife and I, because she's a yoga instructor on the side as well. So we wanted to do kind of run camps and run our own kind of like programs, because we're kind of looking at all the other programs that were in this city, and I noticed, like, you know, the high price tags on them, and most of our First Nation kids probably couldn't afford that. So we'd rent ice, and then we'd you know, just to get the kids out and start, you know, get them out once or twice a week, you know, before, in the summertime, before their tryout started. So we kind of started, that's how we started, kind of small. And then eventually our, you know, the recreation program used to run a hockey school too. And they said, well, Kyle, would you want to kind of take it over? So I said, sure. So we'd run that through our recreation program. And then eventually I was kind of ended up in this role. So we don't, yeah. So it's kind of turned into my dream, kind of, we kind of, yeah. I guess, manifested what we're doing into a, you know, career. So it was pretty lucky. And you, then we also, well, sorry. So with ahead. That, you, like, you know, we have our, I do my day job, and then we do our once a year camp with, as you know, as Dodging Horse Development, and we bring in Wasey. Because, you know, he's kind of been with us from the start too, right? I was looking through some pictures the other day, and I think it was about 8 years ago, so he might have been about 30 pounds. Here, but, you know, you can really see those cheekbones. As when in his playing days, right? So he, yeah, he's been with us from the start, helping us out. And, you know, he's such so valuable to have, right? Because he's taught me a lot, taught the kids a lot, and just, you know, just so I know the kids are very lucky to, you know, have him, and I'm very grateful for his friendship.
When you started the camp and he started working with you, did he still have frosted tips?
I don't know. He might have grew out of that by then.
Yeah, because I remember seeing a picture. I think when he's playing with Providence, he was that
mohawk.
He had a mohawk and it was like blonde.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he was doing back in the day. Good old Weezy.
His white skates that accidentally got ordered by his trainer, he says. Ask him about that.
Yeah, so he says, yeah, I heard that story. Who else? Like, you were able to get some good instructors to come work at your camp. Like, who else were you able to come help get you?
So we would always, the first year we had, his name was Zach Vanell. He's a Métis player from around the area. Wasey knew him very well. So he'd come out. He's currently, so he was, at the time, he was playing for Merrimack College.
Okay.
Played 4 years. I think he went to his last year with Bowling Green. And now he's overseas playing hockey. He just won a championship, actually. So he was kind of neat for them, the kids, to kind of hear the college route, you know, instead of, you know, listening to, you know, Wasey's pro stories and stuff like that. So it's kind of different view, I guess, right? Different routes. Yeah. It's good for the kids to hear both. And then the next year, we had one of his former teammates, Chris Lidsman. He was another great guy. Grew up in Calgary. So, you know, for the kids to kind of learn from him, he played a little bit in the East Coast and a few AHL games. And then this past year, we had another boy from Kainai, where Wasey's from, Brody Tallman.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
I heard of him. Yeah, defenseman. He's the captain of his Canmore Eagles this year. I think he won. He was a team MVP as well and might have led the league in scoring. So, you know, he was very valuable to have around the kids. And then another other coach we had last year was Anson McMaster. He's playing for University of Ottawa this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a tall kid. Yeah.
Tall. Yeah, he's 6'5", 6'6". Yeah, he's a big boy. You know, I've known him for a while now. He worked at the facility here too as well. You know, known his older brother. His older brother played some junior A too, so he comes from a really big hockey family, really good kid.
What's the one of the most important things do you try to teach kids away from the ice when you guys are doing, like, your off ice activities?
I guess away from the ice, probably just try and, what I always say is, like, most of the time, like, our kids will have a suit and a logo on them. If they're out in the, you know, other rinks or
anywhere,
I say, just remember, if you're wearing that logo, you know, you're representing your nation. You know, just be a good kid. you know, always make sure, you know, like they're going to recognize that first, right? Before anything, yeah. That you're representing your nation. So just, you know, when you're out there, just remember who you're representing and try, you know, represent them, you know, best way you can.
You were last week, Hockey Canada came out with a video, and you were part of that video with Hockey Canada. How was it being recognized and being a part of such a big video coming from Hockey Canada?
I was it was pretty neat because it's for Volunteers Week. So this past year, I have three kids. I have one son who played U18, a daughter, she is playing U15 girls, and then my youngest, was playing U9. And I was crazy enough to jump behind a bench for all three of them. So it's kind of like, you know, it was a long winter, just, you know, running from rink to rink and practices. I was a head coach for two and assistant for one. So I was pretty busy. So, you know, I guess Hockey Canada reached out to Hockey Calgary, said, do you have anybody out there that would, you know, be good for the story? And then the guy at Hockey Calgary, I know him pretty good over the years, just because running, like, you know, the programs like First Shift, I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Yeah.
Beginner. So we ran that with him. So he said, well, I'll put you in touch with Kyle. You know, he coached three teams this year. So, we went from there, and it was pretty neat. You know, I got one of our council members to come in and, you know, paid him a few bucks to say some good words about me. And, you know, our coach director from Southwest Hockey, he came in as well. And it was really neat. I've done a few things in the past like that, but, you know, nothing from that, you know, magnitude, I guess.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat to see people share and kind of nice to hear, you know, you guys see you're making a difference out there. So.
Yeah, for sure. You totally are. It was good to watch. And I was kind of glad that you didn't wipe out when you were trying to show the kids how to do a drill.
I know. So I know. Cause it's been like, we had a couple of weeks off from our after-school program. Cause our kids were using my ice time to all prepare for their tournaments. Like, we have two tournaments we play, like kind of like what you guys have, the little NHL.
Yeah.
Here in Alberta, we have the Alberta Native Provincials. And then that's up in Edmonton. And the following week we have the Alberta Treaty Hockey Championships, and that's in Calgary. So yeah, I was a little rusty, and I was just like, all right, man, don't slip on a puck, or, like, you know, watch where you're going. And so
yeah, it was good to watch. Like, I used to coach my kids when they were minor hockey, so I know what you're talking about, because I coached my son's team, coached my daughter's team, and my daughter was on rep too, so I was coaching that team. So we were always such a busy family. Like, I mean, we were at the rink 5 days out of seven, and that's not even including tournaments. So yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. It's a long you know, season for sure, man.
Gonna meet your wife, throw one kid on with her, pick up the other, and race to another rink, right? And yeah,
just a lot of fast and easy meals, and nothing, no fancy meals, that's for sure. But yeah, I actually do miss it still. I mean, my kids, when it was COVID, they missed their last 3 years of U18, so they grew out of, aged out. But yeah, I this year was the first year in a long time I didn't really coach any teams, so it was. Yeah. I was kind of bored, and I was kind of like, it was almost like a lonely feeling.
Yeah.
So, but enjoy it while you have the time.
Yeah, my oldest age is out this year, so he's going to school. So, he won't be playing anymore. So I got two more. So hopefully I can at least jump on the bench with one of them next year.
I looked on your Instagram profile, and it says Lululemon. What's up with Lululemon?
My wife and I, we're Lululemon ambassadors for the South Center store here in Calgary. How is it? So when our facility first opened, they kind of reached out to somebody that was working there and, you know, wanted to kind of a tour around, and we kind of built a relationship with the store and the people there. And then, they just asked us, you know, you want to come in and, you know, maybe bring somebody into, because they renovated their store, sorry, I'll go back. They renovated their store and they're moving into the new location. Said, you know, just because we're, you know, close to have a good relationship with you guys, can you guys, you know, get somebody to do a store blessing? So we brought in, you know, our uncle, my wife and I's uncle, and, you know, he blessed the store and, you know, kind of set them off in the right path, for, you know, just with, you know, a good prayer and, you know, so, you know, how we do things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So do you get like free clothes and stuff like that from Lululemon?
They give us like a small, like, gift card to get some stuff, and then we got a pretty good discount too. So
what's the best part of wearing Lululemon? Like, what do you like to enjoying wearing their brand?
Yeah, I do. It's, honestly, like, I wear it every day now. Like,
yeah,
it's so comfy. Like, the pants are great. I threw on a pair of jeans the other day. I was like, oh, this is like, I didn't want to wear them. And, you know, I got some tracksuits made up for on the ice, and it's the best, most comfortable thing I've worn. It's,
geez, eh?
Yeah.
I gotta try it out. Maybe let me know what kind of, tracksuit that is. Cause I know one of my best friends, Terry, his name is, he gets clothes from Lululemon. And I was kind of busting his chops, making fun of him.
Yeah. No, I used to, you know, think it was, you know, I thought it was like, you know, some, you know, it's yoga guys or something, tights and stuff.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you throw on the pants and everything. It's really comfortable. So I don't think I'll ever go back to jeans again now.
So would you like, do you prefer that over like Under Armour and Nike pants?
Well, I have a bunch of different track suits. Like,
yeah.
I think the Lululemon ones are definitely more comfortable. It's more give, and yeah. And they're not like, you know, they're not like the old trash bag ones you used to get where you just
like all the Adidas ones that,
yeah,
the snap kind.
Yeah.
former guest, we had Brent on the show, Brent Dongenhorst. Yeah. How big of a impact has he made for hockey in your community?
Huge. You know, growing up, I think I was probably about 15, 16 when he was playing for the Hitmen. And actually, no, sorry, I was younger than that. Well, yeah, 14, 15. But just like watching him play, like, it was so cool. Like, I think, like what you told me, what you said about Wace, you said I was kind of like a res hockey rat.
Yeah. But
in local tournaments is because I was watching him.
Yeah.
He was the kind of guy that would just play so hard and then get under guys' skin and, you know, stuff like that. So, and then just how he, you know, carried himself in the community, always gave back. He was such a, so proud, always so proud. Like, you know, anywhere I went, you know, someone's asking me my name and they say, oh, Dongenhorst, you must be related to Brent. And so, yeah. And, you know, everyone have such good things to say about him, or else, you know, even to this day, there's people say like, oh, I used to watch him with the Hitman. He was such a great, like a fan favorite. Everybody loved him. And it's pretty neat too. Like, even now at this, some Hitman games you go to, you'll see the odd Dongenhorst 24 jersey around.
Oh, so cool.
It's pretty cool. See, so he's left quite the legacy with the Hitman.
Yeah, that must have been like a big special experience for your community, knowing Calgary's right next door and him being like a big, pretty much a superstar for Calgary.
Yeah.
So like,
it was huge. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. He's such a nice guy. He was on the podcast and he was more than happy to answer any question. And such a, you get that like a feeling that this guy's like strong, like a strong will, strong heart type of guy, right?
Yeah. Did you ever play against him in any rec tournaments back in the day or anything? Or?
No, I don't think I ever played against him. He played against a couple of guys from back home from Moose Factory area, but no, I don't think I ever played any, maybe Saskatchewan. Maybe I don't remember.
Yeah.
Probably not, because I'm sure if I would have got hit from him, I would have remembered
getting
rocked by him. So,
yeah, no, he was, it was pretty cool to watch. It was really neat, you know, as a community to be part of that and see him go all the way. Like, even I remember, so he played Kamloops in the finals. So I'm also, I'm half Shuswap. My mom's from Kamloops. So I think it was game 4 or 5. My mom said, well, your Auntie Vicky is going to get us tickets. We're going to drive out there. So I'm like, all right, so you can miss school today, but you got to go to school tomorrow. We're going to drive all night. I'm like, okay, cool. So we drove all day to Kamloops, watched this game. And I think in the third period, somebody said, well, what are you going to do if it goes to overtime? We're like, I don't know. I guess we'll wait it out. We'll just keep going. The game went to like, I think 3-4 overtime. Yeah. It was about 1 o'clock BC time. Holy and then geez. Finally, like it was late. Like it was, they scored finally. And then we just jumped in the vehicle and drove all night. I just remember getting home, splashed some water in my face, changed my clothes and got dropped off at school. My mom said, no, you're going, you got to go. This was the deal. So, but it was really neat. It's just really awesome to watch them win the championship. And they're so close to win the Memorial Cup that year too.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I remember watching that. Yeah.
And then I think there was another Indian guy on.
It was Ian Jacobs. Played for Ottawa. Yeah. He was a good player too. I remember Ian.
Yeah. Do you guys remember that? Or do you remember that website? I think it was called like nativehockeyplayers.com.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that today on the over here. It's like, that's how you kind of got your information about, you know, who was out there. Right. And it was.
Yeah.
Was updated every 6 years or something like that.
Yeah, I never found out who did that website. It was like the main website to get your a list of players.
Yeah,
when you wanted to put a res team in the tourney.
Yeah.
I want to ask about Costco. You have a Costco in your res. How's that?
It's probably the busiest Costco in Calgary right now. There's so much construction too around here because it's a new development area. So they haven't quite figured out the roads yet. And when it first opened, there's probably an accident every day at that intersection.
Oh, geez, really? Yeah, just
people trying to butt in for the gas line and you know the line to get into the store. So it's pretty neat, but it's great. You know, if you have the big purchases, you can use your status card.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
save
a few bucks.
What about when you want $1.50 hot dog and pop? Can you use your status card?
Probably. I don't know.
Did you ever try?
No, not yet. No, I don't think I really want to save that 3 cents or whatever. So I have to go stand in line for longer probably than it's worth. So
yeah.
But they are good ones. Just you know, if you're really hungry and you don't have much time, just zoom in there and have the Costco burps all day.
Yeah, for sure. You get it's like an all beef hot dog because we live maybe an hour and a half from outside Winnipeg, so we always do Costco runs maybe once a month, and every time we leave I gotta get a Costco hot dog and I'll eat it on the way home, and after that I'll have like the hot dog purse and it's pretty bad. Yeah
usually like if I'll be like on the ice with the kids or something, I'll have to go skate to an open area by myself and let a few burps out and then go back to the group and then
So how does that work? Like you mentioned there's a gas station there, like for Costco. How does that work when you want to use your status card?
So what I've heard is you can take your receipts up to the customer service and they'll reimburse you.
Oh, that's neat.
So I've heard of people like kind of building it up and then But we also got a like probably 3 blocks away we got our own reserve gas station, so it's always busy too. So
that's cool. I never knew that. I'll have to come check it out. I never knew that there was a Costco and a reserve before.
Yeah.
Let's talk about NHL playoffs. Who's your team and who do you think is going to win the cup?
Well, I'm a diehard Flames fan. Unfortunately, not even in the fight this year. So, basically, anyone playing the Oilers, I hope they win. But I filled out the NHL bracket on the website there, and you know, I always liked the Panthers, so I'll go for them this year. They got Montour, and then you know all the rats.
So yeah, they looked good yesterday when they beat Tampa. So
yeah.
So like you being a Calgary Flame fan, like you just totally dislike Edmonton?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm not really a Just, I don't know. Don't get me started. We'll have to hit stop and then re-record another hour or something. Zoom time might run out.
We had like Theo Fleury on the show a while back, and he said the same thing. Like, even though he hasn't played in the league for a number of years, like the Oilers just, it just bugs him the wrong way. It's funny.
Yeah, we have like, when I was playing a little bit of rec hockey with all our buddies, half our team was Oilers fans. The other half were Flames fans. So we just kind of chirp back and forth all the time and give it to each other. And at the time, the Oilers were pretty bad, so we kind of had the upper hand on them. Last few years, we haven't had much to cheer about, but hopefully the rebuild won't take too long. And
What advice would you give young hockey players coming up the ranks?
I'd say just if you do have any kind of extra ice time you can attend to, like, if your reserve offers that, take advantage of it. There's always somebody out there that's willing to help you. So, listen to them, kind of, take in what they're saying. Because they might, when you're, a younger kid, you kind of think you know it all. But sometimes, there's, people that are kind of there to guide you and help you. So, take it all in and just enjoy it. Have fun and, be coachable as well. Don't, I always tell our kids, when tryouts are coming up, coach blows a whistle, don't go start shooting pucks against the glass like you do here, because they're gonna notice you, the native kid, you're kind of already got it one strike against you, so
yeah,
don't give them another one. So be the first one, listen to the drill, make sure you do it right. If you don't know what you're doing, then ask questions, and just don't be a shy Indian either, kind of,
yeah, for sure,
get out there and get to know your teammates and the coaches and everything.
Yeah. What would you say? What about for communities that want to start a hockey program? You have a pretty successful program, and what would you tell other people who want to start a hockey program, like the way you run it in their community?
I'd say, let's see. If you have the facilities, kind of start small, like, just kind of have little small little skates, and then, build your core of players that are always going to be there, and then start filling in with more. And then, it's going to keep coming. We started sometimes when we first started, we have like one or two kids on the ice, and then, parents start seeing, okay, well, those two kids are starting to, improve. And then they're like, all right, let's bring more. And then, just keep them on the ice, keep them going. Attend any coaching clinics you can. There's so much information out there to learn from, whether it's social media, the Hockey Canada platforms, you can buy into those, or else there's the coaches site, stuff like that. There's so many other coaches. The coach site has a podcast as well. I listen to that a lot and kind of get tips on there, and kind of just so I can grow as a coach and kind of help these kids develop more.
Okay. Before we let you go, we'll finish with what we call our infamous five rapidness questions. I hope you practice.
Yeah. I've, like I said, long time listener. So I've,
okay. Question number one, baked or fried bannock?
Fried, just with a slice of cheese or some jam. It's the best, fresh off the grill. Yeah.
Question number two, ever use a bed sheet for a curtain or door?
both, I guess. I was thinking about this, a good, almost most res houses have those, undeveloped basements, and then, if you're pretty handy with a couple nails and a few blankets, you can almost build yourself a almost your own little walkway, hallway,
yeah,
little apartment in the basement if you wanted.
Question number three, ever see Ernest Muniaz live in concert?
No, an Alberta boy, so we down here we have Armin Duck Chief. That's our Ernest Muniaz, I guess.
I never heard of him.
No, look him up.
You'll have to send me his name later because I'll search him. Question number four: Bannock Burger or Indian Taco?
Geez, that's
A
say
tough one.
Bannock Burger.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people are usually 50-50, but depends, right? Like, I'm more of a Bannock Burger guy myself. So, fifth and last question. I know it's not as popular out west as it is like in Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Ontario and Quebec, but can you jig?
No, not at all.
No.
I've never
Have
even tried. I don't
you
think
never tried?
no, it's not a, it's not
No, is
something
that
I'll
an
do.
Alberta thing, eh?
No.
I think somebody told me there's a video of Wasey jigging. Did you ever hear that?
I think he said it. I listened back to his podcast,
Yeah, I
and
remember
then
him saying
I think he did it
that.
for one of Ashley's events, and he's doing it in high heels or something.
We'll
I'll
have
have
to
to.
really look into that and see if we can get some video clips of him jigging in heels.
Yeah, well, maybe this August I'll see if I can get a video of him jigging at our next camp.
Socials, where can people find you on social media, like your Dodging Horse development and whatnot?
We're on Instagram. It's just Dodging Horse Development. And then also for Sutina Nation hockey program, we got a KTN Hockey. And then I have TikTok as well. It's just K Dodging Horse, and post a lot of our kids skating, and actually did a few of the res hockey questions with the kids one
Yeah, I
day.
saw that. I had a good laugh with those kids because
They're
they're
like,
thinking pretty hard.
it's fun. They enjoy that. They're always like asking me, like, "Hey, can we be on TikTok?" I'm like, "Come on, we're trying to work here." Like, so, but yeah, I have to try and get on that. Make some more videos with them. They have fun with it.
Right on, man. Thanks, Kyle, for coming on the show. I really appreciate you coming on, and just want to say congratulations for all the hard work that you've done with your community and the hockey program that you run. And then I hope to see more communities, more First Nations running a successful hockey program like you are running. So best of luck and thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, if anyone has any questions about, how to start one up or something, reach out to me. You guys know my social media now, so I'd be more
Yeah,
than
for
happy to
sure.
help.
We'll totally keep in touch and totally promote what you're doing because you're doing a very good job. So yeah, thanks again for coming on, man. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
Hey guys, welcome back from our interview with Kyle. It was very good to interview someone like that who really cares for Indigenous youth and teaching the game of hockey. I mean, hockey gives us so many opportunities away from the res to meet new people, get an education, earn some money playing hockey. So kudos to Kyle on what he's doing on his res. Sutina. And Kyle, take it easy on those $1.50 Costco hot dogs, man. When you go to Costco, do you get a $1.50 hot dog?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a staple. You have to. And I mean, the poutine's unreal. I
Oh, it's
saw this
unreal.
thing online where they order chicken fingers and throw their chicken fingers into the poutines now. So next time I go, I'm gonna have to try that out.
I should try that. But you get a hot dog, a pop, and a poutine for like $8, $9. But if you go to
Robbery.
New York Fries, it's like 18, 18 bucks. So go to Costco, guys.
Yeah, be smart.
Be smart, save money. But they don't serve wings at Costco no more, so I used to like get in their wings.
Have good stuff, good food for sure.
But yeah, thanks again, and hopefully I think I'm gonna go out there this summer and go see him and try to learn a thing or two from him because he's doing a really good job, man. Go on YouTube and look at their facility. Unreal. They're doing
Really,
really
eh?
good. Yeah, they're doing really good things out west.
I'd like to pick this guy's brain because it'd be nice to get something going on up here like that for sure.
He runs like an after school program for different age groups and stuff like that. So that's something that I want to start with the community that I work with. So that's why I'm gonna head out west, hopefully this summer, and
learn from the best, just shadow him and ask him a bunch of questions till he gets annoyed of me.
Take your notepad with you, that's for sure.
Yeah. So okay, for this week's Res Hockey Top 5, we have the Res Hockey Top 5 free agents for the men's division for the Freddie. It's a couple more weeks, 3 weeks maybe till the Freddie. So I'm sure a lot of teams are starting to scramble with their free agents because a lot of the good ones are probably already taken, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're spoken for now.
Okay, number 5 for the list. He's a former captain and manager of the Inuvik Huskies, our boy Mickey Apana. Mickey was on the show last, no, around a year and a half ago, on like the nicest guy, the funniest guy. If you want a comedian on your team and someone who's gonna dig hard in those corners and get you that puck, Mickey's your man. Did you ever meet Mickey in
No, but
Saskatoon?
I listened to his episode though. He's hilarious. So definitely sounds like a glue guy. You need those glue guys in the room.
Boy, you do, and he'll keep it light. He'll keep the room nice and loose. And last year we hung out, and the whole time all we did was laugh. This guy is such a beauty, and he just knows how to make people laugh. And great guy, and he brought me some caribou jerky.
Oh, geez.
It was
Sounds
unreal.
good.
It was so good. And he said, "Take it easy, Trev. You're gonna start growing worms soon." But
Jeez,
super nice guy. And unfortunately, the Huskies aren't playing in the Freddie this year. So Mickey's a free agent, and so he's a really, really super guy. And I'll introduce you to him when we're at the Freddie.
right on.
Hopefully, he goes to the Freddie and
Yeah,
watches.
I
But
hope to see him.
that's a long track. Trek to Inuvik to Saskatoon. So he said in the summertime it's like sun's out 24 hours.
Yeah, that's
Like
crazy.
they'll go to the bar from some pops, and 3 in the morning they'll go golfing. It's like, jeez.
That'd
That's crazy, eh?
be
Like,
good for me. I'm not much of a sleeper, so it would be nice to have some daylight too.
imagine just getting up 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, just
Yeah,
bright
for a
sun
tea
is like,
time, that'd
yeah,
be
for a tea
crazy.
time.
That'd
So
be nuts. I would I
Mickey's,
could have used those could have used that sun in Wisconsin last weekend. There was like broom ball game scheduled at like 3 and 4 in the morning.
that
So
hurts. So
yeah.
and they only use one rink in Wisconopee, or
Yeah, just the one rink.
that sucks.
Yeah.
Number 4 for on our list for Res Hockey Top 5 free agents for the Freddie. He played for Onion Lake Border Kings last year, and he is currently playing with the Chicago Wolves of the American Hockey League. Hudson Elnick. Elnick, I think that's how you say it. Did you ever see Onion Lake play last year?
I did, yeah. Those guys are solid. I mean, probably one of the best jerseys in the being a Pittsburgh fan, probably one of the best jerseys in the tournament last year. Those guys had some nice threads.
Number 3 on our list also played for the Onion Lake Border Kings. He's currently playing with the Laval Rockets of the American Hockey League, Riley McKay. Riley McKay is from, I can't remember where he's from.
I don't even remember either.
He's from Manitoba, Swan River, but I can't remember the res that he's from. He's a unreal kid too. This kid can.
He's a stud.
I went to go watch Laval play the Manitoba Moose, and he was flying out there. So he'll be a good he's a thousand in a room kind of player. Number 2 for our top 5 is Joe Hicketts. He played for PBCN Stars last year. He's currently playing with the Ontario Reign, I think, in the American League. Or
Yeah, I think
what's
he was in Iowa last year, but I think
yeah.
he's
He's the LA Kings affiliate, I
That's the
think.
Reign,
The
Ontario
Reign,
Reign.
yeah.
Yeah.
He
He's good, man.
he made things look really easy. Like,
Yeah, talk about like someone that could slow a game down, that's for sure. I mean, everyone's playing his game out there. He's just going at their tempo, or you're going at his tempo out there. It's
yeah.
unbelievable.
Like when they had the power play and they were shorthanded, like guys were coming at him and he was just brushing them off like nothing.
Yeah. If you look up poison in the dictionary, Mr. Hicketts is right there.
Well, for sure. Number one on our guest for, I mean, on our list for the Res Hockey Top 5 Free Agents for the Freddy, he also played for PBCN Stars, Mr. Bryce Gervais. I mean, this guy
Yeah.
was smooth, not a big boy, but this guy he was good. He was worth the cash, man.
For
Did you
sure.
see them the Stars play?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did a lot of watching last year after we got the boot early. It's like a
You
might as well
had
get
time
some
on
hockey in.
Sunday.
Yeah, but I mean, those two guys were solid. I mean, they were pretty much on the ice at the same time, like all the time. So I mean,
Yeah.
I think they played together too in Iowa. So
Yeah.
really feeding off each other, and I mean, that guy's got a shot.
Yeah.
You couldn't really. It's sneaky too because he's not the biggest guy either. So see him firing it is pretty remarkable. That's for sure.
I talked to Bryce the other day and he said he's gonna try to make it. He's a hockey and the head instructor or the head guy for the hockey academy in Wisconsin for a team in a school in Wisconsin. So he said he's gonna try to go, but he's
Needs
still
me.
good. Like he
Yeah,
said he
no
was still
kidding.
getting offers like to play in the AHL
Really,
this
eh?
year, and he just said no. So
Wow. Maybe a
just
little
shows.
break from hockey will
Yeah. No,
maybe some Freddy
I don't
action.
I don't want to play in EA this year. I just want to relax. Like, come on,
Yeah.
man.
It's
No
hard to go
shot.
back to the AHL after playing in Fred like that,
Yeah.
eh?
So yeah, it's I know these guys will get picked up, and it just shows you the how good the talent is that a lot of these players are American League players and played in the show too. Like Joe played with Detroit Red Wings, and he's
Yeah.
so it just shows you how good the talent will be at the Fred this year and for the next couple of years coming up. So good for them. It's worth the money of admission to watch these guys play, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and guys that know how to play on Sunday too, they know what Sunday hockey is all about. I think all those guys were battling.
And I was watching PBCN like where the, when they were in the finals, and I was watching Bryce. He doesn't take long shifts. He was taking maybe 40, 45 seconds, 50 second shifts, like just like I'm pretty like how the pros play, right? Like he
Yeah.
wasn't out there trying to stay out there too long and dog himself out, right? So
No,
it's cool
yeah.
that
That's what's
he,
nice about having a bench too. I mean,
yeah.
like when you have like 11 skaters and you know you're getting on the next shift, like you kind of know that when you're on the ice, so you're kind of a little hesitant to like pinch or join the play sometimes. So it's nice to know you got two shifts where you can just catch your breath. So it makes a difference, that's for sure.
I was able to watch your games in Wissanippi. A guy was going live on Facebook, so I was watching your games, and you were taking pretty long shifts.
Yeah, no choice, man. No choice.
I
That's
saw
for sure.
something. You did the stick flex after fending on a shot. You.
Oh yeah. No, you know what happened? I have like that's a funny story actually. I have this one stick that I've been using for so long, and it's pretty much just turned into like my warm-up stick because over there they soak the ice because there's so much hockey going on the one rink.
Yeah.
So warm-ups, I mean, you're pretty much warming up on a pond, so I'll use that stick for warmies, and that was like my first shot of the game, and I looked down, I still had my stick in my hand, so like I went right off the bench and switched it out. So yeah, that thing's whipped out.
Was a nice attempt on a 1T, anyways.
Yeah, I probably went bar down if I didn't have that stick. Yeah.
But last or 2 weeks ago, we had a Res Hockey top five for the women's division for pickups. Unfortunately, Jocelyn the Rock and Victoria Bach are not playing. I message Jocelyn after her and Team Canada winning the gold medal at the World Championships. Unfortunately, they have playoffs, they said. So there goes two big imports for the Freddy. So what? So
Jeez,
because they're playing with their Toronto team in the PWHL, which is good
can't be
though.
mad at that. Yeah,
Yeah.
can't be mad at that. Good for them. Good
I
luck.
mean, they played in Montreal and it was over 21,000
Yeah,
people.
that's
That's
unreal.
great. Yeah. Good for
Good for
them.
the sport. Yeah, for
So
sure. I wonder if they're like nervous. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
you just go into a huge crowd like that. I mean, that must be nerve-wracking for sure.
Because in Toronto they play at the old Maple Leaf Gardens there. Do you ever play at that rink?
Yeah, it's unreal, honestly. Like, just the
I
what they
played
did
there,
to the
yeah.
building was pretty cool. They
It's
pretty
cool
much
that
just moved it all up into the
yeah,
top
it's like on
bowl.
the it's on like the third floor. Like
Yeah.
below you is the gym, then below you that is the grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
It's
that was
pretty
pretty
cool.
yeah. We just want to give a quick shout out to former guest of the show as well, Keyshawn Gervais. He was voted the fan favorite and most improved player with the Tulsa Oilers of the ECHL. So he's it's good to see because last year he was playing with LEU Thunderwolves, U Sports, and he wasn't getting played much. He was getting scratch lots and he was on the verge of quitting. And it was good to see that he didn't give up his goal and he had a really successful season. So remember, kids, if you're there's always hurdles in this game of hockey, and you just gotta learn to jump over those hurdles and keep battling and keep working hard. And Keyshawn's a great example of that, especially this year. You played against Keyshawn in the Freddie. What kind of players? What like how hard was it playing against Keyshawn?
Yeah, I mean he's a I guess definition of a water bug. He's everywhere out there, and I mean he could score, he could hit, and I mean I don't know if you have him on Facebook, but he can also fight. Like the guy can chuck him, that's for sure. And just a quality guy too. I mean I haven't even really met him, but other than on the ice. So I mean he added me on Facebook, and then and you know when my dad passed away, he gave me a message. So. Quality guy, and you know, I'm happy for the kid. It's huge. He had a big year.
As a defenseman, like he's very shifty and it's hard. Like, is it hard for you to try to hit those little guys that are so shifty and like 1 minute they're going this way, then the other way they'll cross over and just
Yeah.
burn you?
Yeah, I mean, like for me personally, as a D man, like you don't even want to try to hit those guys because you'll just get put on a highlight reel. I mean, you kind of just gotta wait. So wait for him to make like the second or third move that he's gonna make because I mean that guy's got a hands package too as well. So I mean, good for him, but I'm not gonna try to hit him. That's for sure. But I mean, and like for him to message me too, I that was a big shock too, because I mean, I don't think he'd be a big fan of the Scrappers because we kind of booted him out 2 years in a row there. So, yeah, good dude, and you know, I mean, he's not scared to like show his true colors too on Facebook. Like
Yeah.
he gives a lot of glory to God, and you know, he's kind of made that easier for me to kind of jump into that kind of lifestyle too, and. You know, all respect to him and prayers to him as well.
You mentioned the Kisikoos Rangers, the team that's he plays for his home community. How you guys barely beat them last year. Like they're a young team, just like the Scrappers, right? Like, do you think they're gonna
Yeah.
do a lot of damage this year?
Yeah, I think they're in a tough pool too, eh? Which is a little unfortunate. I actually have the pools right up here. They're with like Six Nations, Onion Lake, and Rankin.
Oh
So,
yeah,
I
that's a
mean,
tough pool.
it's a tough pool, but I think they could do it, honestly. Yeah, you say it. It seemed like they were better than the second year than the first year. That's for sure. I think that's a little bit of credit to Dauber there. He kind of stole one because, I mean, we didn't score a whole lot of goals last year at Fred, and we still made it to Sunday. So I think that's I got to give a lot of credit to Dauber there.
I watched that game on YouTube lot or 2 weeks ago on at work. And think I'm sure he's been thanking the goalpost Dauber because I think he pushed it off kind of, but not on purpose. And I think they scored, but the ref called it off. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, and I think I don't know. I think Dauber kind of uses that sometimes. That's for sure. I think he does that by accident, but it's his timing is a little spooky when he does it. We'll just say.
But yeah, I think they're gonna do good. I mean, they're a young team and they've been playing together for a number of years now, right? So you build that chemistry, and because sometimes it takes longer for other teams to get that chemistry together, and
But with
For
a
sure.
tournament like the Freddy, your games, if you play two games Thursday and you're 0-2, that's pretty much the end of your tournament, right?
Yeah, I mean that's tough. Tough when your tournament's done before opening ceremony.
Spend all that money just to lose two on a Thursday at the
Yeah,
Freddy and one game
that's a rough
Friday,
one.
then one game Saturday, and so you're pretty much done. So that chemistry is huge for tournaments like these because every game counts, especially the first two games. Like if you have two games on like a Thursday for sure, right?
Yeah, I mean it's tough too, and I mean, Keyshawn's probably like one of their best players, and he's like just finished his season up now. So like, this will probably be like one of his first tournaments of the year with them. So, I mean, I know you played with this guy his whole life, but I mean, he's probably coming back a little faster. You
A
know,
little bit stronger,
it's
yeah.
tough to hit those guys in stride when they're moving that quick. So, I mean, sometimes guys like that have like three different speeds where you kind of figure out what speed they're going at. But
You know who a player was like that back in his day was Waylon.
yeah,
He was
I heard a
shifty
lot
and
about him for
like you
sure.
couldn't hit him.
Yeah.
Like he like what he'll be going one way and he'll just cross over and just burn you the other. And he was that guy was a money guy for a guy that was pretty small and scrawny. He was
No, yeah.
he sure made his cash, that guy.
I heard some Waylon stories, that's for sure. I know there's a couple different status cards floating around too with his face on.
I always bug him. I was like, hey, he goes, what band are you under this weekend?
I know my dad used to call him Waylon Kai. He said that he had a band or a status card with the last name Kai on it at one point. But I
They
mean,
did
it was a little easier when the cards were laminated back then.
oh yeah, same was like a Birdie Boy and Mikey Trapper. Derek was one of them. Just to name a couple of guys who had a couple more extra status cards than us.
Yeah, I guess we could talk about that
I
now.
guess
These
we can
guys
talk
are
about it. It's
old
over and
timers.
done with. Yeah, they're old
Yeah,
timers and we don't do that no more, but
we don't support that whatsoever.
yes, we don't support that. I remember a team in Kenora during North American. They were doing that like right in a hotel. They were just ironing status cards. They didn't have a laminator, so they would put the towel, put the status card, fold the towel over it, and just iron the status card to.
Wow, eh?
It's like they were just pumping them out in the hotel room before their first game too. Like holy jeez,
Jeez, just a whole operation, eh?
yeah. So the good old days, I'm sure they can't do that now because you gotta really track the number, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's probably some old managers listening to this right now, just thinking back to the glory days.
Back in the day when it was easy. Back in the day when you used to play for tournaments for like 5 grand and that was like the big tournament.
Yeah, my dad always used to say I used to block shots for 3 grand, so skate hard this weekend.
And just
But
now guys don't even want to play tournaments if it's less than 10 or if it's for
yeah.
3 grand, I'm not gonna play and try to get hurt.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I think I mentioned it. I might have mentioned it the last time I was on, but cash is 50K next year.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
Which is crazy. I think like I played with Norway House, and they kind of referred to them as like inland tournaments, where you're kind of not really playing against the strongest teams.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to Cash next year, that's for
Are
sure.
they taking a team, Norway House? I think I saw, or no, they're coming up back home, eh? They're taking a.
Yeah, I think they were gonna come to them. Like, my dad has a memorial tournament now
Yeah.
named after him. So there's like nine or 10 teams on that list right now, but I mean, it takes a lot to come up here, so I mean,
Yeah.
I respect anybody that's going to make that trek.
For sure. Well, I guess we'll call it another week. I'll watch the rest of the games. I think there's what two more games. Winnipeg plays tonight, so we'll see how our pool goes. So next week, I'm sure they'll be done by next week, eh? The first round.
Think maybe just
Maybe.
finishing it, depending if it's like game sevens and whatnot.
Yeah, so but
Next
next week
win.
if all the first rounds are done, we'll make our second round picks.
for the
Next
NHL
Wednesday,
playoffs.
May 1st, they'll still be in like game 5 and 6 in some of
Oh,
the.
geez, I guess 2 weeks then.
Yeah, we'll see how our picks are going then.
Yes.
And I'll
Sounds
try to get
good.
a. I'm gonna order a mic too, so I get rid of this Pierre Maguire headset that I'm rocking here. I'm
You
sitting
look
in
like you're
between
just ready to go play
the.
a bunch of 15-year-old kids on the NHL 2018.
Yeah, I'm sitting between the benches right now.
Yeah. Who would win in a fight, Granato or Berube? I'd probably go with Berube.
Yeah. Where do you think he's gonna go next?
I don't know. That's a good question. Like, I haven't heard much. Like, I talked to a couple guys and they have no idea. I'm trying to
Really,
get him on the show, but it's hard to
the
track that
chief.
man down.
No
Yeah.
kidding. I don't think
He's.
he's. I think he's one of those natives that might have graduated from Facebook Messenger. Eh?
Yeah.
You can't just reach out to him.
So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
Yes, sir.
It was fun. It was Oh, Rangers are up 4-3 on my
4-3.
delayed TV, my delayed cable.
Game's probably over now and you're
Yeah,
watching.
it's probably over. Yeah, but thanks for coming on the show. And we'll for those who want to follow us on shows social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we're on YouTube. So like and subscribe to our channel. And if you guys
Scrappers.
want, go Scrappers on. But that looks like the
The
that's like a
OG one,
wool.
man.
That looks like a wool jersey.
Yes, sir.
Just like
It's like a freaking armpit to love handle. The Scrappers goes all the way down there.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us for another episode. This is 112. So we'll see you guys next week. So yeah, peace.
Peace.